This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
So Tiger Woods won, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it won big.
Why?
Catching Jack.
That's quite a shock.
Yeah.
Didn't expect. Isn't it?
That's an upset, huh?
Oh, you better believe it.
So hi, everybody. Stand by.
For action.
Stand by for, if you like, stories of weekend with explosive, and I mean nearly go to the hospital, diarrhea.
Ew!
In public, stand by.
All right.
Was it at a Starbucks?
Really?
It was not.
You? Of course me.
The whole tray?
the whole tray.
Wow.
Yeah.
Little FP?
FP?
Food poisoning?
Oh, I was thinking first word F.
Yeah.
You know, F word.
No.
As always. Share it with you in just a moment.
Wonderful.
Here's a happy circumstance on today's show.
Huh?
The CBS Evening News is here.
What?
And
well,
I'll tell
it's about
you why.
Time.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's the supreme jerk off. This is.
Well, why don't we tell the truth? We're both being investigated.
This is beyond hilarious. Talk about being in a niche, in a niche, in a niche. Today we are going to do some of our port sitting. Uh-huh.
Which we love to do when the weather's nice.
Oh, yeah.
As it turns out, Johnny found these two old farts who have started a porch sitters union.
Yes.
Wow.
So we thought, while we're sitting outside doing that, we'll put them on the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as it turns out, because it's a really slow news week, this week CBS Evening News will be profiling these people that are starting the port sitting union.
Wow. Not profiling us.
No.
After 20 plus years of service.
No, we are simply the afterthought. We will be somewhere in this story where it says, like, here's an average week, and they'll have the one second obligatory shot of us on the telephone with them.
Phenomenal.
So this is where it starts to get hairy. And I really don't mean anything towards these guys from this TV show.
No, hardworking CBS employees, both of them.
Professional photo
journalists. They must think I'm a giant dick because I'm sure they're used to being around disc jockeys where they go, cameras, please bring them in. Well, first off, it's 100 friggin' degrees outside,
mm-hmm.
and they got the doors open to bring all their equipment in, which makes it hot and uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Second, the guy says he wants to come in and tape the opening segment.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, why? And he said, well, you know, for filler.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you know, it'd be really great. You could just have one of the guys come here and stand at the control board before we go on the air and give you that shot that they love of the
shot they always have is you're at a radio studio. Show the microphones and the hands on the console.
Mm-hmm.
The
hands going up and down. And he said, no, what I'd really like to do is get, you know, you guys doing the opening of the show.
Uh-huh.
So that we can put it in context with the piece. And I said to him, you know, like a woman who has been abused 1,000 times.
Yes.
Listen, with all due humility and appreciation,
mm-hmm.
what we do now, what you tape, it's going to be wasted tape. It's never going to make the airwaves. It's going to be a complete distraction. And plus, will make it just hot as hell in here.
Yeah.
So how about we meet you outside? And it was at that point one of the guys said, you mean you actually sit outside?
Yes.
For porch
sitting. Yeah, for porch sitting.
That's
yeah.
the whole idea.
Right.
We don't even have a porch, but we porch sit.
We have a stoop.
We
stoop.
Have a sidewalk that we sit on.
Well, we have kind of a porch. We have that rod railing.
Yeah, we have a railing. It's kind of a front of the house.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, very exciting. CBS is here. Ooh, exciting stuff.
Pretty cool. Well, you know, any time we're on camera, we should get featured if Katie has anything to say about it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, our good buddy Katie. Well,
right.
that could be a partial topic of port sitting today. More of the stuff that, of course, we'll never get on the CBS Evening News.
The cutting room floor.
Not with that.
Well, you want to be careful what you say because I'm sure most of it will end up on 60 Minutes. They'll turn this into a full piece.
Anyway, everyone is running around here today like something fabulous has happened.
Uh-huh. Not everyone.
You know, thank you, Mike. Love you, baby.
I didn't want it to get in the way of my 90-calorie blueberry bites that I was eating upstairs in preparation for my my Mayo Clinic diet that I begin tomorrow.
That sounds rather ominous.
I'll tell you. I'll tell you when it's over.
All right.
The old Mayo diet.
But as a way, a piecemeal to these TV guys who I guess are here to do a job.
Hardworking guys.
Sure. Fellas, here's a little something, a little salute to one of yours in the industry. This is a newscaster reporting on a very sad story over the weekend, and I want you to just, it's a spotlight on broadcasting.
Very good. We like to do that on this show. Here we go.
A fire crash leaves three people dead. Police in Nebraska say a rental truck carrying two people lost control, crossed the median, and collided head-on with a semi-truck. Both trucks burst into flames, and witnesses say there were several explosions. The two...
Oh, no.
Excuse me. The two people in the room... The two people in the rental truck and the driver of the semi... This is a sad story, excuse me, were killed. Crews say they had fires contained in about 10 minutes.
Oh, my God. God, that's a firing. We just heard a firing.
So you're just trying to tell this. You don't want to come in and tape that.
No. Local news.
You don't want to come in and tape us playing a tape of that. That'll never fly.
That's not when anchors are supposed to laugh. That's a blooper you'll never see on a blooper show.
That's bad.
You'll hear it here. Oh, that is too. Oh, my God.
I know.
I love the slow. You hear it. Almost losing it.
Uh-huh. A fire crash leaves three people dead. Police in Nebraska say a rental truck carrying two people lost control, crossed the median, and collided head-on with a semi-truck. Both trucks burst into flames, and witnesses say there were several explosions. Excuse me. The two people in the room... The two people in the rental truck and the driver of the semi... This is a sad story. Excuse me. We're killed. Crews say they had fires contained in about 10 minutes.
Wow.
Anyway.
Not what you want to do.
See, guys.
Not what you want to do.
You don't want to be taping that because you're never going to run that on your TV show.
Hardworking photojournalists.
And I'd start with some Belcher. We'll be right back.
I will be right back after this message.
That's kind of our ongoing tribute to the late great Merv. That's how
Merv?
That is how we will say tribute to Merv Griffin today.
Pay tribute.
Whenever we, what did I say?
You said say tribute.
Well, say pay.
Nice. Say pay, hey.
Say pay, hey, nay, day, k, way.
Ray.
May.
Gay. Oh,
winner.
I will be right back after this message.
You're on the radio.
Oh, boy.
Hello?
Yep.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
Good. I've been enjoying the show for the last hour. The music's great. I have a friend that played with the Farfalotis band who played the Swinette with the Buzz Burbank Orchestra. I was wondering if you're...
Swinette. I'm unfamiliar with that
you ever
device.
Done that? Smell your own fingers, maybe. Yellow.
I'll have to work on that one.
You know, see, you've wasted your effort, my friend, because we're on delay, and we cut out that sophisticated reference you made.
So you didn't.
And so what you said doesn't really hurt us. Ha, ha, ha.
Wow.
You're on the radio.
Hello.
Oh, you know, I'm beginning to recognize your voice.
Yeah. Well, I ate a lot of roast beef tonight, and my fart just...
Yep.
Hi.
How's the roast beef? And you're on the radio.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the radio.
Hey, Bob, I'm not feeling that funny tonight, so can you describe your for us? I think that would be really great.
Well, it's sort of like your face.
Reject a woman and she will never let it go.
Yeah.
One of the many defects of their kind. Also, weak arms.
You know what else?
Cold sores. I hate how they feel and look.
How do you feel about that, Paula Goldstein?
I'm not happy.
What about your son, Matt the Pollock?
Stupid dick!
Yeah.
Everybody can suck it.
I got that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
It looks like baby vomit.
Yeah.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
A fire crash leaves three people dead. Police in Nebraska say a rental truck carrying two people lost control.
Not funny.
Crossed the median and collided head-on with a semi-truck. Both trucks burst into flames, and witnesses say there were several explosions. Excuse me.
Yeah, sure.
The two people in the room... The two people in the rental truck and the driver of the semi... This is a sad story. Excuse me. We're killed. Crews say they had fires contained in about 10 minutes.
Right. Stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
What about Al Roker's toilet paper?
I go to the big, and I buy the big thing of the toilet tissue. This stuff never goes bad. I mean, when you run out of toilet tissue.
Yeah, then you're really in trouble.
It's a bad thing.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right, everybody ready?
Ready.
Yes,
Dongo!
Oh, all right, Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike!
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Hi there, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Eve. Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Don and Mike show, and it's Monday, and the phone number is same as it was on Friday, 877-365-3636. That's almost over.
Okay.
Baby. We got so much, really. Today's one of the few days. I think we will be proud of almost half of the show today.
Are you kidding me?
That's quite a lot.
On a Monday.
If all goes according to plan, this could be like a halfway decent show.
Wow.
Which half? Which half? Ah. See, you got to listen to the whole show to figure out.
And that's the gag.
Yeah, that's right.
Pixie!
Okay, so I'm just going to flat stop going to Baltimore.
Really?
That's
interesting.
This weekend, my gal Jan was going to go. She did go to visit her mom.
Her mom?
Because, you know, it's only been a month since she's seen her.
The queen mom.
Yeah, so she's going to drive to England.
Mm-hmm.
And see her mom in London, Pennsylvania.
Underground.
And, you know, my son, as I mentioned last week, is back before he starts the last kick here, the last semester before he graduates college.
Right.
And he's outstanding to be around. He's turned in finally into the 22-year-old man that I thought he would be. And just great times with him all the way around.
Good.
And on Saturday, he says, "Hey, Dad, I got to run an errand up in Baltimore." He wanted to go to a store up there. He said, "You want to go?" And I said, "Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, we're going to hit this place.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to this Italian/Greek place where you are going to have a gyro.
A gyro.
That is just going to knock you down. It's so good.
It's a wonderful food product,
yeah.
The gyro.
So we get there and we go to the store that he wants to go to, very long story short. At about 4 p.m., we go to the shop. We get the food item.
The Greek sandwich.
We eat it.
It's great. 4 o'clock in the afternoon when you're dining.
Right. We get in the car. We're on the way home. And there is some type of backup on Route 95, like there always is.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, there's been a wreck. And I'm turning on the news station, and they're saying, like, there's an 8-mile backup. And I'm turning on the other thing, the satellite traffic, which is just equally worthless. And it's like, you know, back up forever. And I start feeling the only thing that I can tell you it felt like, it had to be food poisoning, was when I've had a colonoscopy, and I know you have before, and they give you that barium that makes you want, it doesn't make you want, you start evacuating.
Right.
And
yeah, you have no choice.
And you can't stop.
Right.
We got to Laurel, Maryland. That's about 40 minutes outside Baltimore.
Kind of like a halfway mark, right?
Yeah. And I started feeling like I was seriously going to crap my pants. And and I would have if I didn't get the feeling that what I had coming out was that explosive
liquid.
Yeah.
So you were going to have a larger problem if you, well, of course, in any circumstance, you wouldn't. Yeah. You're in your car, for God's sake.
So we're driving, and I'm keeping this under control.
Have you verbalized this to your son?
No, he at this point, he has no idea.
Ah.
And
are you driving?
Yeah, I'm driving. And
are you feeling crampy, feverish, any
all
of that stuff?
Oh, now here we go.
Ah.
All of a sudden, while this happened, I noticed that I'm saying to him, keep your window rolled up. Now, normally I like to keep a window down because I like smoking a cigar.
Sure.
I'm like, windows up.
And to wave to the fans.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
and wave my many team flags from the side of my car, Mike.
Exactly. Tampa Bay, Virginia Tech,
Fighting who are the Cox?
The Gamecocks of South Carolina.
I'm big on them.
The Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Anyway, all of them. So, Jesus Christ, we start driving, and it's that stop and start. You go for five seconds, then you stop, and then the car next to you drives for 10 feet, and people are jockeying in between lanes, and my son is just continuing a monologue with me, which I want to pay attention to, but I'm focusing on what feels like a real explosion that's going to happen in my pants.
And you're, in effect, trapped.
Oh, you absolutely.
You have no ability to get off the highway.
So after about 20 minutes of this, I said to him, Bart, I have to stop talking right now because I feel like I'm going to explode. I have diarrhea coming on. Now, it's hard to say this to somebody seriously and have them not look at you and go, oh, really? You're getting diarrhea? And I'm like looking at him going, dude, I'm serious. I mean, like, I'm sweating. I said, at that point, he said, look at me. I'm sweating like a pig.
Yeah.
And he's like,
you're about to have an accident.
He said, God, Dad, you really are. You are sweating. So what I did was, because there was nowhere to go, honestly, nowhere to go, they're tearing up a bunch of 95, doing construction like they are just about everywhere. I pulled into the median, and I saw it because they had a porta potty set out there.
Oh, hey, well, that's quick thinking.
I jump out of my car, leave the car running, pull just into the emergency lane, jumped over the little concrete barrier.
This is with plenty of people watching and observing.
There are,
yeah,
but who cares? Both ways.
Right.
Traffic is stopped. I really didn't even have to pull my car into the emergency lane because in the time that it took me for this extreme evacuation, the traffic had moved maybe like 5 inches.
Yeah.
But I go in there. I go running in, and I know that I'm putting on a show for everybody because we pulled to the side.
Did you run in or did you stagger in to the porta potty?
Oh no, I ran and
dead run.
Here's the thing, because I felt this incredible pressure.
Yeah.
From the seatbelt and everything else.
Happy Monday to the construction workers, incidentally.
Yeah. I had unbuttoned the top button of my sensible slacks,
right.
And as I jumped out of the car, I realized my pants are going to fall down because my pants are not buttoned. So I jump out of the car. I pull up my pants. I jump over the concrete thing.
Are you holding your pants as you're running?
Yeah. Just like this, I guess. Oh.
That's always a pretty good giveaway.
That's a sight.
Hold on. I'm not exaggerating.
I mean, if I saw somebody holding their pants as they were running across the median in the direction of a porta potty, I'd pretty much figure out what's going on.
Did the Benny Hill music start?
No. This was... I'm telling you, this was maybe... I've been sick and had a lot of stuff go wrong.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi there.
Hello.
Hey. Oh, hold on. Hey.
Sorry.
Hey, let me just talk to Mr. Man, please, for a second.
I like your style.
All right, bye, sweetie.
Yeah, I'm on the phone.
Okay, bye.
Hi, Bart.
I like your style, dude.
Oh, he's doing Big Lebowski.
Ah, how's it going, man?
Sorry, I literally just watched that scene.
All right, hold on, Bart. Let me put you on this other line and see if we get rid of that feedback, that bad feedback.
Hello.
Let me try that. Here. Is that better?
Hello?
Much better.
It is.
Much better?
It's a little better.
I think it's a little better.
Anyway, I was describing to the guys, at one point, Bart said something that made me laugh.
Oh, no.
And that's when I said to him, very seriously, dude, I feel like I'm going to die. Now, Bart, can you describe what happened when I got to that porta potty by the construction site?
Oh, wait that 1 second.
Okay. Where am I going? He says that all the time.
He'll be right with you.
What's he? Is he pausing? Are you pausing the movie?
I had feedback as well.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm talking about my massive poops and my grand sickness.
Well, there wasn't a lot of buildup because I didn't even know what was going on. You just started sweating.
Right.
And then it was all of a sudden just pulling over and like, I got to use this bathroom.
What were you? Do you happen to remember? I know this is a real detail here, but do either one of you happen to remember what you were listening to on the radio when this happened?
The song was Brandy by Looking Glass.
So you were sweating to the oldies. Sorry. Thank you for that answer.
That
I got lucky.
So,
that's a total crapshoot, yeah. So to speak.
I leave the boy in the car, and I jump into this porta potty, and thank God, it's virtually new.
Oh, good.
And I mean, It is absolutely going to be unusable now.
Right.
Because I mean, the stuff that came out of me, I cannot tell you the velocity, the speed, the power, the rage,
hazmat,
the anger, the just the tremendous amount of animosity.
Was it Dumb and Dumber sounds?
Times a thousand.
Oh, my God.
And imagine that, like, with the space shuttle lifting off.
They could use that.
Wow.
And the whole time.
Is there any relief at all? Are you feeling any satisfaction?
No,
is that
the thing
bad?
Is, as it's coming out, I'm going, oh, my God. And I'm sweating my balls off.
And you realize you're on a highway.
Yeah. It's 100 degrees. What, Marty boy?
There's no relief because as soon as you were done, you immediately started racing towards home.
Yeah.
Yeah. As soon as we're done, I get back in the car and I'm like, okay, this is it. I don't care.
Was there TP in there?
Yeah. Oh, there was toilet paper.
Thank God. Thank God.
So we get towards home, and it's that point where I've, you know the feeling.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my God. And I thought I was really getting sick. At this point, as we were driving down the road, I'm thinking someone has poisoned me.
Right.
This is the only possible thing that I can think. We get out. The car stops.
You didn't bring anyone to taste your food when you were up there?
I ate his food as well.
He had the same stuff. He was fine. So the car stops in front of the house. I didn't even pull the car in the garage. I did that move where I jumped out, left the car running, mm-hmm. went inside, went to the toilet inside, and again, in my butt, it's World War III.
Right.
And I came out of the bathroom, and I am not kidding you. Bart, how much was I sweating?
Yeah, you at one point took off your shirt to go poop.
I really thought
that's when you know it's good.
I thought that this was it. Now I just had all this stuff done on my heart, so I thought I'm fine. What is this?
Nothing topside, right? Just all
no,
the other end.
It's all my stomach, and it's all the sick poops that just would. Now hold on a second. I'm going to go for one extra minute here. What,
if
Robbie?
It's food poisoning, it usually happens between 2 and 3 hours after you ate the poisoned food.
Well, anyway, it must have been because what happened is I was sweating so much I laid down on the floor in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And my son went downstairs to the exercise room and brought up this gigantic fan that I have in front of the...
Wow, you were really in bad shape.
In front of the treadmill. And he said, here, Dad, I'm gonna set this on you. And I sat there, and for just a moment, I felt, oh, that's a nice cool breeze. And then all of a sudden, it was like evacuation time again. This went on for an hour and a half until I ended up in bed. And then I started shivering.
Yeah. The chills.
Mm-hmm. And I realized as I was laying in bed, you know what? These underpants are causing an incredible amount of stress on my stomach. Mm-hmm. So I took my underpants off.
So you're naked like a baby?
Yes.
In the bed?
Yes.
Right. Shaking with a blanket over.
In my bed with the rubber sheets.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
And my
how many times total?
Bart, how many times?
Left while you were still in rough shape, but I would say I heard toilet flush like 6 or 7 times.
Yeah, it was pretty awful.
Ongoing.
It was pretty awful.
And he took care of you. Your son, your fine young man of a son, took care of you.
My dad wasn't really pleased when apparently Clink had a case of the runs as well.
Oh, my God.
And my dad was not pleased when I suggested that maybe it was him, and he just hadn't made it to the bathroom.
Oh, so you were attempting a little levity that didn't go over that well?
No. Yeah. There was no humor that
day. We've been out of the house for a long time on Saturday. And
did you eat anything for breakfast that might have been? You're saying it's the gyro, your son ate the gyro, too.
I had the same thing I had.
No, I had the gyro.
Well, what'd your dad?
I had a pizza. I had a piece of pizza.
Oh, and then you had different food.
But
different.
No, he ate the pizza. I couldn't finish. It was a huge slice. I couldn't even finish it. So he finished the slice of pizza.
You couldn't finish the slice of pizza.
Bart, was that a big slice?
It was giant slices.
That's why I love that place. Except they just made me sick.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess at about 9 o'clock on Saturday night, I was really contemplating how ridiculous is this, calling 911. Because I was sitting on the toilet.
Were you drinking any Gatorade or Pedialyte? Could you drink anything?
Yeah, I was drinking water like crazy.
That's good. That's fine.
And nothing was coming out.
Pedialyte's what you probably needed.
Nothing was coming out at all.
God. And can I hate to get really detailed, but I have to. It's my job.
Yes.
When you got fairly well into this, was there a irritation factor?
Oh, yes. More than one time. When I went to dab,
yeah,
I only saw... a little red.
Crimson?
Yeah, a little red.
That's when you know it's bad.
A little red
and that really just compounds everything.
And nobody...
You get used to the blood, Don.
Nobody even knows that I had to change the sheets.
Oh.
That's good, but no one knows.
Little
that.
Dollop will do you.
Well, you know, when I was laying there without sans underpants.
Like a baby.
Like a baby.
Uh-huh.
Like a baby.
Yes, it's exactly what you become. You can become a baby when you're that sick. Your color's fabulous today.
What do we get?
You look like you're fully recovered.
But Marty, now that we could look back at it, seriously, it was hilarious, was it not?
Yeah, I felt so bad because I was laughing out loud at you in the car.
Bart, do you get that psychosomatic thing where you maybe relate to your father being ill and you ate at the same place? Do you get a little, do you think that maybe you might have had something? Did you get any wave of it at all yourself?
No, I have a cast iron stomach. Nothing can defeat this body.
Good boy.
Anyway. All right. See you later, son. Have a good day. I love you. Right.
Yes, sir. I love you too.
Right, cool. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Glad you're better.
So it was nothing but, I mean, it was poop central. It was me, it was the sheets, and the dog.
You must have lost some weight.
The dog left an incredible amount of crap, and as I was lying on the kitchen floor, and Bart had that big fan on me, he was cleaning up the crap in the other room, and he's got the gag reflex like I do.
Oh, no.
So he was in the other room, being a good son, cleaning this up, and he's going, because it was so, so much of it. He was going,
God.
He was going, And I was laying on the floor listening to him do that.
But you never got sick. You never had to go to the vomitorium then.
Nope.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
Well, I'm sure somebody will know what exactly you had. You know, normally with the food poisoning, it's both ends.
Well, a piece of pizza got me in New York once. And what I found is that when you throw up, you lose control of the other end.
Yeah, it can happen. Oh, sure. Dear. People have had that.
Well, we've
had that. You know what that is?
That's overkill. Because now, you know, it's when Don tells that story and I'm handling it. Then the dog, that kind of pushed me. And then you throw, your big head comes over to the microphone.
I can make it even better.
That.
When it happened, my voicemail had gone off and it was Larry Michael. So I was listening to Larry Michael.
Stop it. Would you just stop it?
It's true.
So anyway.
Jeez, well, you look like your color's back.
I feel great.
Yeah, good.
So put that on your evening news, CBS. They wanted to come in for the opening segment today.
That's nothing. Katie hasn't happened a few times in her life. Everybody has that happen.
I'm Katie Couric. Mm-hmm. Explosive diarrhea.
Disc jockey Don Geronimo shares a story we can all relate to.
Jesus.
Did you call the place and say, hey, you know, you might want to put that pie back in the trash?
Who knows? I mean, it could be me. And then I had that sneaky thought that, you know, I knew that chick that used to waitress and put Visine like in people's drinks.
Right. That happened to me in Palm Springs, California. They did that. So that can be done. And that's both ends, though.
Oh, really?
No, it's not both ends. Uh-huh. No, it's... It's your end.
I mean, when
it's the end you talked about.
It's one of the wacky O'Donnell sisters that told me that.
You know what, though? It's true, and I believe it's not the wait time, 2 hours.
They're going to give us the red eye here.
Oh, my God, what have we done?
Okay, well, we've gotten fired. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.